This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abayim. We have a very important topic today. We're learning Yevamos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We're going to be focusing on the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the two cases, and how we paskin, and what the explanation is. The Mishnah says that a woman who went with her husband Lamedina Sayam, and she came back and she said, "My husband died." So we say, "Okay, we believe you." We tell her she could get married and she could collect the ksuba. Why is a woman believed? She's an eid echad and ein davar shever pachs mishnayim. It's basically a takana that we don't want her to be stuck forever, so we allow her to marry based on eid echad. We utilize the rule isha daiku min saba, a woman will check into it. And the Rishonim say that it could even be that the Chachamim are being oiker davar min haTorah. Right? Remember we had in the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, the Chachamim are oiker davar min haTorah when there's a tzorech gadol. They perhaps uproot the Kedushin over here. However, if she has a co-wife, the co-wife cannot marry. Because regarding the co-wife, she has no nemonas. First of all, there's no takana that she's believed regarding the co-wife. And second of all, regarding the co-wife, we have to suspect she's trying to mess her up. So she's not believed regarding the co-wife. But what if the co-wife was a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen? Do we so not believe the testimony that the husband died that she could continue to eat truma? Rav Tarfon says she could eat truma. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I understand she's not going to get married. She can't get married. But you're not saving her from potentially violating an Avera until we say she's usher to get married and she's not eat truma. So basically, Rabbi Akiva says, we got to protect her. She can't get married, but on the other hand, she can't eat truma. The Mishnah gives another case. A woman went overseas, and she says, my husband died. By the way, my father-in-law died. So she could get married and collect her ksuba. Her mother-in-law cannot. If the mother was a Bas Yisrael l'koyein, she could eat truma because we do not believe her daughter-in-law that the husband died, that the father-in-law died. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you got to be concerned, and therefore you can eat truma. So the first question is, who do we paskin like, Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Tarfon? So, the Rambam, let me just tell you where the Rambam is. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Tes, Halacha Daled. The Rambam says, Amra la tsarasa. If the tsara says, achas me achamesh nashim she'ena ne'emanas, one of the five women are not believed, lohaida, shemeis bala, since you can't get married based on their testimony, then the woman's allowed to eat with the presumption that the husband's still alive. You hear this? If a tzara says that your husband died, not only can she not remarry, but she could continue to eat truma. Why? Listen, it's not just we don't believe her, but we're not even suspicious because the husband has a presumptive status that he's alive. So there's a chazaka that she could continue to eat truma. Ad sheyoed la mishu nemen la se'alpiv. Until someone testifies for her that is believed that she could get married based on. Once she could get married based on that testimony, then she will no longer eat truma. Who is the Rambam paskening like? Rabbi Tarfon, yeah? Rabbi Tarfon. Comes the Ravid. We just visited the Ravid. So, you know, and on Friday's year in Shal Shudas, we quoted the son of the Ravid. So the Ravid says, what about me? So, okay, well, the Ravid also. The Ravid says, Amra la tsarasa a'ed la'asiyah al-piv. Amar Avram. I think if we ever have a safer about our trips, maybe in the footnotes we have to put in, you know, which how we quote them right after the trip. But maybe we'll, in the back, by the bibliography or something, you know. But the Ravid says like this, Amar Avram, who poisek Rav Tarfon? He paskins like Rav Tarfon. Va'anan kaimelon k'Rabbi Akiva. But we hold like Rabbi Akiva, sha'asura lihinase, that she can't get married, but va'asura lechol b'tshuma. So the Rambam paskins like Rav Tarfon, and the Ravid paskins like Rabbi Akiva. Very nice. That's the start. What happened here? Okay. We move to the Mishnah L'Melech. The Mishnah L'Melech has the following Shaila. The Mishnah L'Melech is found in Hilchos Gittin, Perak Yud Beis. And the Mishnah L'Melech has a amazing Shaila. Let's make this big. It's nice and big. Here we go. Very beautiful. It says the Mishnah L'Melech, Nistapakti, I have a question. B'hadakai melon, d'chamesh nashim einan me'idois lahad shemes bala. This that we hold that five women are not believed to testify that their husband died. Haga atzmecha. I mean, you know, think about the following. Sheida achas mehena. One of these women testified. Okay, so a mother-in-law testified, your husband died. So do we say, okay, we have to throw the testimony out, and she's an eshes ish gemura, because since they can't testify, so we assume the husband is b'cheskas chai, and the woman is b'cheskas eshes ish, and if she married someone else, it's not chal at all. We say she's vada still married to the first guy? Oy dilma, or maybe. Nehi de kaimelon de einon meidois. This that we testify, they can't, this that we hold, they can't testify. Hayne misham de mesafgalon. We don't know for sure. We're in doubt. Shema mitach sina heidu. Maybe they testified out of hatred. Umiskavenes lekalkula, and they're trying to mess her over. Umishemhachi ena niteres beedasu. Therefore, she's not believed with this edas. Achla oilam mide sveka loinavka. But she never is extricated from the status of safek. The Shema Hiidu MS. Maybe they testified it truthfully. So in other words, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina, Lamisha Kidesh Isa Ishazu, Shehiidu Alea, Achas Mechamesh Nashim, Im Yas Sabrakravoseha. The nafkamina is someone who married this woman, that they testified about her, one of the five ladies, if let's say somebody, someone marries this woman. Are they usher to her relatives? Right? That's a simple nafkamina. Meaning, okay, we have these five women who we can't trust, and they testified that the woman's husband died. And someone marries this woman. Is that marriage null and void, and he's mutter to marry this person's relatives? Or do we say, well, it's possible they were telling the truth, and therefore his marriage to her might be good, and therefore he's also to her relatives. If we say she's a full-fledged eshesish, moter b'kravosel, he's moter and her relatives. Rakedushin shekidesh kamanda lesno dami, and the marriage that he married her, it's like, it's not there. V'yamrinan, and if we say, demidi sveiko leinafka, that they, out of doubt, you're not extricated from a suffix, aser b'kravosel, he would be aser in her relatives. The shema kedushin chalu maybe kedushin was chal v'nasa b'kravosel. So that's one nafkamina, right? One nafkamina is if somebody were to marry this woman, is he aser in her relatives? Another nafkamina, if this woman went ahead now and lived with another man, is the child a mamzer? If we say that we don't believe those five women to testify, and she's becheskas eshesish, so then if she would live with someone else, the child would be a mamzer. Inami le'inyan imzimsa. If she was mazane, im ha-vlad have a mamzer. If the vlad's a mamzer, vadai, oy suffig mamzer. V'nafkamina le'inyan dina. Right. So these are two very big nafkaminas. If someone marries her, is he also in her relatives? If she lives with somebody, is a child a mamzer? So the Mishnah Melech says something very pashut. You know what it depends on? It's machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Basically, it's machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon says that the woman cannot marry anyone else. The woman could continue eating truma by her first husband because we assume that her husband is alive. And therefore, it would come out if she married someone else, that person is not usher to her relatives because the marriage is completely null and void. And if she lives with someone else and has a child, the child will be a mamzer. But according to Rabbi Akiva, she can't marry someone else. But on the other hand, she can continue to eat truma because there may be her husband is dead. Which means if somebody were to marry her, we have to be choishesh that kedushin is a good kedushin, and the person would be usher in her relatives. Or if she would be mezana, the child will be a suffik mamzer. So look in the Mishnah Lamech. Venira. Shadinza toloi bahi plukta. Shenechleku rabbeinu v'arayvet. It will be machlekes Rambam and Raivet. V'parak tes mehilchas chumas din dalet. V'bas Yisrael hanesua l'koyen. A bas Yisrael that married to koyen. Sheyidu la'achas mechamesh noshen. One of five women testified. Shemes bala. D'rabbeinu svirole. The Rambam holds. Oichelas b'chuma. That she could eat chuma becheskas de balakayim, assuming the husband is alive. The harayvid pasak Rabbi Akiva. The harayvid holds like Rabbi Akiva. The asur linase, she can't marry anyone else. The asur lacha b'chuma, and she can't eat chuma. So l'das Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam, nira de chashav lakeshes ish gemura. The Rambam says she's like a full fledged eshes ish. She could even eat truma of the first husband. Therefore, we allow her to eat truma. Vim kein l'dide, according to the Rambam, misha kidei shaisa, someone married her, l'inesa b'krevisa, he's not also in her relatives. Vim zinsa hayelet, and if the child is mezana, vim zinsa, if she's mezana, havlad mamzer vaday, umutter b'mamzeres. You hear this? According to the Rambam, if she lived with somebody, it's vaday znos, and the child's a vade mamzer, and that vade mamzer could marry a vade mamzeres. But that's harayvid, according to the harayvid, dislay, that she's not allowed to eat truma, because maybe the testimony that her husband died is true. Ama islay, davasveka, esha, suffek, esha, sish. Vimkein ledide, according to the harayvid, misha kide, esha, so if somebody married her, nesa b'krovasa, you're also in her relatives. Vim zin son, if you're mezana, havlad hava suffik mamzer, va'asav mamzeras. Okay, very simple. And so far, it's very pashut. The rest, basically, machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rav Tarfon. The Rambam paskins like Rav Tarfon, and therefore she's a vade ishasish, and that's why she could eat truma, and therefore, if someone marries her, he's not also in her relatives, and therefore, if she's mezana, the kid's a vade mamzer. Mashen Kane, the Ravid holds, so we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that it's a suffik, and if someone marries her, he is also in her relatives, me suffik, and if she lives with somebody, it will only produce a suffik mamzer.
In Shita Rabbi Akiva, though, right? The mamzer is by Chayve Lavid.
It's even by Chayve Lavid, but certainly a married woman, right? Who lives with another man will for sure produce a mamzer. But yes, Rabbi Kiva holds Chai Ve'Lavin produce, but not only Chai Ve'Lavin, even Chai Ve'Lavin.
Right. So I'm saying. So in this case, we're saying the Nafkamina in according to the Raivin, the Fishi, the Rabbi Kiva, that if she's mezana with somebody, it's a suffik mamzer. But in Shita Rabbi Kiva, that should be a vaday mamzer because that's at least a Chai Ve'Lav.
No, because maybe she's not married. Suffik.
So
it's so only
she's not married, so stam being mezana is not a chayvei lav. There's no iser.
Correct.
Okay.
It's not a lav, right? Okay. So what we're trying to analyze now is this definitive? Why is she aser to eat truma and Rabbi Akiva? Why is she now to eat truma and Rabbi Akiva? What would you say the reason is? So the Mishnah Melech just said why she can't eat truma. The reason she can't eat truma is regarding getting married, she can't get married. because we can't accept the testimony that her husband died. But she can't eat truma because maybe the testimony is valid. Meaning the Pashup Shan Rabbi Akiva is the reason why she can't eat truma is the chumra. It's not vadai the Chamesh Nashim are lying. It's a suffix. So Rabbi Akiva is machmir regarding truma. And the question is that Pashat? Are you telling me that Rabbi Akiva holds that she maybe is believed? Is Rabbi Akiva saying that when a mother-in-law testifies, well, maybe she's telling the truth? The Sheb Shmaitza that we're about to see holds that we do not believe these women, ki hu zeh, they're vadai lying. They're vadai lying. Didn't we have in the Mishnah earlier that if a tzara contradicts another tzara, we don't accept what they're saying, afilu l'chumra? So doesn't that mean that they're not believed at all? So if they're not believed at all, why would Rabbi Akiva say they can't eat truma?
What truma are we talking about here? The Rabbanan or the Raita?
What?
What truma are we talking about here? The Rabbanan truma or the Raita?
Good question. The Chayra de Iraisa. According to Rav Tarfa, and you could eat Truma Dairaisa.
Why would she be allowed to eat Truma? It's a Chazaka of Eishas Ish. Maybe the Eidus, even though it's not accepted, it weakens the Chazaka.
What should she be able to do?
She's allowed to eat Truma once in Svara because she's a Chazkas Eishas Ish.
That's what Rav Tarfon says, right?
Maybe the aid just weakens the chazaka to the point where it's, she can't eat truma, but the maaser she still has an eishes ish.
So the aid just weakens the chazaka, and then what? So it's a suffix?
Oh, it's a suffix.
Okay, that's Pashup Shah. That's how the Mishnah Melech learns Rabbi Kiva. Maybe the eid is believed. Maybe the eid is not believed. So misafek, you have to be machmer. You're saying the way it works is the eid is marilei lechazaka. The question is, why would the eid have any power at all? We don't trust her. She's lying. She's a sine.
She lied to a point that she's now going to go and marry somebody else, and she's going to, once she goes and marry somebody else, then isn't that adding a little bit more fuel that she's telling the truth? Is it that bad? She's going to totally mess herself up?
Yeah.
I mean, we did see that in the Gemara.
Here, a question, right? Question. According, based on what we just came out, what would the halacha be if an Eid Echad... what would the halacha be in this case if somebody else married the woman? Yeah, or if somebody else lived with the woman. So we said Rav Tarfon would say it's not chal at all. And what would Rabbi Akiva say? It's suffik? Right, that's my question. What would Rabbi Akiva say? What would Rabbi Akiva say if somebody came along and married this woman? Would Rabbi Akiva say, well, we have to be chay, he has to give her a get, because maybe the aid was telling the truth, and really she is not married, and therefore he should be able to marry her. What would Rabbi Akiva say? The Mishnah Melech just said, Rabbi Akiva would say that it's a Safei Kedushin, and he's usher to her relatives. Comes the Shev Shmaitza. I don't have the first sheet. I'm reading to you now, Shmaitza Zion Perek Daled. And then you'll see, this is the end of the piece. I want to read to you something from the beginning. The Shmaisa says, I disagree with the Mishnah Lamelech. There is no question that in the world of Rabbi Akiva, even though she can't eat truma, but if somebody marries her, it's not chal at all. She's vaday lying. You hear this? The vaday ain't kan kedushin toivsin klal. The kedushin not toivs at all. Why? Ain the medina ain echonem and davar shabe erva. When it comes to davar shabe erva, one witness does nothing. The ikur the milsa shiro chazal hamen eid echad. The only reason Chazal believes in eid echad ena ela mishma guna kedi isa reish paraka isha rabba. The kasuva toisus the yesh kach biachacham lahamen makim shadavar hagun. Toisus says that if there's an appropriate reason, the chachamim have the ability to believe in aid. Va'akrua davar min ha-Torah. So one second. We, the Mishnah Melech, said if the aid says you could get married and someone marries her, it's a Safek Kedushin. No, the Shmaya says it's wrong. It's not a Safek Kedushin. It's a Vaday, not a good Kedushin. You hear this? He goes, not why. The only reason you believe in Eid Echad, it's a special din that the Chamar Oikur, the Kedushin, or Rashi and the Rajba say, Misham Iguna, Hikilu Rabbanan. But these five women, we don't trust them at all. So there's no Takan of Aguna. So the din reverts, Ein Davashar Bachz Mishnayim. So there's no Safek Kedushin. Even in the world of Rabbi Akiva, it's very important, right? The Mishnah Melech just said that in Rabbi Akiva, the Mamzerus is a Safek Mamzerus. No, it's a Vaday Mamzerus. If she goes and lives with somebody, Vaday Mamzer. If someone marries her, he's not also to her relatives. Even in the world of Rabbi Akiva, we throw the Eidos in the garbage. It's worthless. Because the Eidos of an Eid Echad is worthless, except Mishum Aguna Hikilu Rabbanan. But they never said it if the one testifying has no nemonos. And he brings a raya from Kuf Yud Chesam and Aleph. Right, the Gemara says, the kivan the tsara ena ne'amenas afilu lahachish. Right, the kol loy meis be'edos isha lavakhasha. So now the question is, what's Pshan Rabbi Akiva? Why can't she eat truma? Okay, you hear how we're setting it up? The Mishnah Lamelech learns it very simply. Mishnah Lamelech learns, an Eid Echad comes in, and we don't know whether we could trust him. It's a Safek, right? The Shmaitza learns, there's no Safek. It's worthless. We have to throw it out. She was married, an Eid Echad who has no Nemas comes in. It's worthless. So just toss it. So now the question is, so why can't she eat Truma? Ready for this? The Shmaitza quotes a Yushalmi. I'll let you look up his first Mahalach. It's in Shmaitza Zayin, Perek Dalet. I want to share with you his other Mahalach, Void Nira. He says, you know why you can't eat Shuma and the Ravid Paskins like him? Because even though we throw out the testimony of an Eid Echad, that's for marriage. But eating truma is isser. It's like, I mean, how do you eat at any restaurant? The mashgiach, you don't have two mashgiach, you have one mashgiach. Answers, Eid Echad, how do you eat in your house? Your wife tells you it's kosher. Well, you have two Eidim? Eid Echad neman b'yisurin. The reason you can't eat truma is because you have an Eid saying that she's not eating truma. That the husband died. Regarding marriage, it's rubbish. Regarding Isser, it's valid. That's the Pshan, the Rive in Rabbi Akiva. Hainu Mishum De'erecha Neman B'Yisurach Shem Sheneman Adam Loimar U'Kishem Sheneman Adam Loimar. What does that stand for? Parsha Zot, what? Shim Shineman Adam Loimar. I don't know what the pace stands for. Person Zeh, Koyen. You know, you're neman to say somebody is a Koyen lahachila b'tshuma, mishum deirachan b'yisun k'mor baran, hachinami roi lom reirachot shemei shemei zvala doloi chotocha b'tshuma. And therefore even her tzara is neman. So it's an eirachah medina. But legabe linose davale davar shabarva de medina b'yishnaim regarding marriage, that's a davar shabe erva, you need two. Even where there's no sinna, we don't accept it. Ve'ena ela madrabanu misha miguna hikula.
So what's shot in her tarfin?
Huh?
Unless she's not even in Eidecha.
Okay, so
the testimony is worthless. She's not even in Eidecha.
So he addresses this. What the Harambam, the Pasak, the Toicha, but Shuma Krev Tarfoin? And that's where my sheet gets cut off. Let me get a Shmaitza very quickly. He says, "Ulchayra roy lomer shloitoicha b'tshuma machnas eidachad da'inu bar shatar machmas sinach meshver lekaman." He quotes the Ran, he says, V'afagav de'erecha nam b'yisura en v'hoye b'din sh'yye nam l'inyan ma'asar sheni. Efshur, she'idu zeh sh'ma'asar sheni din mamon yeshbay. Sh'ha'ma'asar sheni mamon gavoya, v'hu bala hoitzi ha'mamon mecheskasai, kasai, v'davar sh'be mamon en apachas mishnayin. Vim Kane says, v'shmaitzu adin b'eir ha'meid sh'meiz v'ala kima she'idu zu b'davar sh'be erva hu meid. The Havale Din Mamain, the Yal of Dover Mamain, Su Enoi Naman, Afila Isser, Shabai, the Haino Achilas Chuma, Uchmahecha de Isbe Din Mamain, and now Afila Isser Shabai. He says like this. He brings an analogy that, yes, Eid Echad is Naman by Isser, but if the Eid Echad is testifying about money, that's also effective for Isser, so we say that just like it doesn't work for the mamon, it won't work for the isser. There's such a svara, so the Rambam can hold. Since the testimony of the aid is not effective regarding her getting married and regarding arayos, so therefore we cannot accept it even regarding the isser shavai. Okay. I have to be at a Hakama, my grandfather's Hakama Smatseva, but let's do it very quick. There's a Tosis Harash over here. This is Mike, you were asking, Bas Yisrael Lekoyen Toichal B'tshuma, what kind of tshuma? Yesh Lestapik, Yib B'tshuma D'Rabbana Dafka Ka'amar. When we say that, when Rav Tarfon says you could eat tshuma, is it only tshuma D'Rabbana? Inami afim daraisa, or even daraisa, the itzel gabe dida dafka mehemna. Aval al tsarasa in lamina klal, and maybe we have chazaka and she should be able to eat midaraisa. So the Tosa Rosh says that according to Rabbi Akiva, the reason why she can't eat truma, you know why she can't eat truma? Because, think about it. One woman is going to get married. That means the husband's dead. And the other woman's going to eat truma. That means the husband's alive. One person here is doing an isser. Someone's doing an isser. It's like Shnei Shvilin. You can't tell two people at the same time, you know, I'm Tahar, you're Tahar, there's a dead rat on one of the paths. Well, I'll go down this path because it's probably on the other one, and you'll go down the other one because on this one, you could do that, but you can't do it simultaneously. So Rabbi Akiva says, you're right, there's chazaka, and she should be able to eat truma, but it's completely insane to have Lady A getting married because the husband's dead, and Lady B then can't eat truma. I mean, you can't have it both ways. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Akiva says, I understand. Right, what does the Mishnah say? Then she says, "Isha shalchehi ubalam dina sayam," and she says, "Meis bali." So you want to get married? Fine. You want the tzar not to get married? Fine. But now the tzar is going to eat truma. So then somebody here, Bezdin, is making do an isser. That's all. That's the logic the Tosfos says in Rabbi Akiva. He says, "Venira li de Rabbi Akiva." May high time become asur lecha b'tshuma, but Rabbi Kiva's moide that if she's mezaneh, not like the Mishnah Lemelech. Look carefully. The Mishnah Lemelech says in Rabbi Akiva, if she's mezaneh, what's the halacha? Safek. Maybe Taka the guy died, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, could Bezdin kill the woman if she's mezaneh? If that woman goes and marries another man, could Bezdin kill her? No, because there is no way for Edom to warn her that don't do what you're doing, because you're going to be chayav misa. She'll say, no, it's only a suffix. Maybe my husband's alive. I'm sorry, maybe my husband's dead. Says the Tosfos Rosh, no, the Shmaitza is right. If she marries someone else, she's vaday going to get chenek, because we say the guy is definitely alive. So then why can't she eat truma? Because we can't tell Lady One to go get married based on the fact that he's dead, and you could eat truma. So now the Toys R Us asks, but in the Seifa, there's no stira. The woman says, by the way, my husband died, and I'm going to get married. And by the way, my father-in-law died, so my mother-in-law could get married. So we say the mother-in-law, Rabbi Kiva says, can't eat truma. Why? There's no stira menei obey. The daughter-in-law will get married because her husband died. And the mother-in-law should be eating truma because we don't believe the daughter-in-law that the father-in-law died. So there's no tarti desasri. It says the Tosfos Rosh, "V'seifa tema amai kamar v'kiva asur lecha b'truma bishlam bereisha ef shalasis abach chayu meis." You can't make the guy alive and dead. Al v'seifa shimehida al baila v'alchamia shtei yidyus, and there are two separate testimonies. V'alchamia loy mehem the klal. So we have a beautiful. We see from the Tosfos Rosh that he disagrees with the Mishnah Lemelech. That even in Rabbi Akiva, we say chazaka and the guy is for sure alive. So the guy is for sure alive. Why can't she eat truma? The answer is because we can't have Lady One going getting married that because he's dead, and Lady Two eating truma because he's alive. But in the Seifa, where we're talking about two different men and two different testimonies, why can't Lady 1 get married and Lady 2 eat truma? So the Tosfos Rosh says, V'yishloimar, kivan demhamninan la'al atzma, since we believe her regarding herself, umuteras lihinase, and she could get married, hare kibalnu edusa, then we accept her testimony, she'ena chamoisa. Then the mother-in-law is not her mother-in-law anymore because her son died. So if she's not the mother-in-law anymore, then we have to believe her that the mother-in-law's husband died and she can't eat the chuma. Because her own testimony removes her, says that this lady's not my mother-in-law because my husband died, so I'm not married to her son anymore. But one thing that we see clearly from the Tosfos Harash is that Rabbi Akiva would agree she's a Vadai Eishes Ish, not a Suffolk. Not like the Mishul Melech says that it's a Suffolk. It's a Vadai Eishes Ish. Okay. I would love to continue this. I'm going to wish you all a very good day. Bracha V'atzlacha, Kol Tov, okay?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.